Good evening, Boy Scouts of America, ladies and gentlemen. From the Cabinet Room in the White House in Washington, the National Broadcasting Company brings you an address by the President of the United States. This is the 27th anniversary of the Boy Scouts of America, a movement grown in a little more than a quarter of a century to more than 1 million members. The President will be introduced by Mr. Walter W. Head, President of the Boy Scouts. But first, let us hear a musical tribute to Scouts Everywhere. The United States Marine Band plays Sousa's Boy Scout March. Back in the Cabinet Room of the White House, where we present Mr. Walter W. Head, President of the Boy Scouts of America. Mr. Head.
Mr. President, fellow scouts, scouters, and friends of scouting, through the courtesy of the National Broadcasting Company, the Mutual and the Columbia Broadcasting Systems, we present the 27th anniversary program of the Boy Scouts of America. On behalf of the members of the National Executive Board and for myself personally, I extend greetings and best wishes to all scouts and scouters. The National Scout Commissioner, Daniel Carter Beard, to whom we affectionately refer as Uncle Dan, is with Mrs. Beard sojourning in Florida. In a letter from him a few days ago, he asked that I remember him to all scouts and scouters on this occasion. The President of the United States, who is the honorary President of the Boy Scouts of America, has graciously consented to give us a message. After his address, Dr. West, our Chief Scout Executive, will lead in a rededication of the Scout Oath. In each of the 27 years, Mr. President, in which scouting has been in existence in America, membership gains have been recorded. Last year, December the 31st, 1936, we received an all-time high enrollment of 1,069,165. In cubbing our program for younger boys, we had a gain of 23.5%, which raised the total membership of this group to 70,728 boys. The cub program is in great demand, with excellent prospects for making it available to an increasingly larger number of boys in 1937. As we celebrate the 27th anniversary of our organization, certain sections of our country and tens of thousands of our fellow citizens are still suffering from the effects of unusual storms and floods. The offices of several of our local councils were completely washed out. Notwithstanding this distressing condition, I'm very happy to report and say to you that reports received from our own offices and from the Red Cross and from other agencies show outstanding and heroic service rendered by thousands of Boy Scouts. Special emergency units, made up primarily of older Scouts, have been organized in many places, and the Scout neckerchief is being used as a passport. In first aid stations, Scouts are serving as helpers in the distribution of clothing and supplies, as census takers, as messengers, as orderlies, and in countless ways helping to relieve distress and to build and maintain morale. During the last few weeks, many actual rescues have been reported by Scouts. Our Sea Scouts have rendered important and valuable service in this respect. The principles set forth in the Boy Scout motto, Be Prepared, has again made effective to an increased degree. The interest and devotion of thousands of Scout leaders reflect and symbolize the encouragement and the leadership supplied by the president, who for 15 years has been active in the Boy Scout movement. Ladies and gentlemen, it affords me great pleasure to present to you the President of the United States.
Fellow Scouts, today we are celebrating our 27th anniversary. From one end of the country to the other, we are taking stock of what has been accomplished during all these years and paying a deeply felt and well-deserved tribute to the ideals of scouting. I like to think on such occasions as this that there are many thousands of men, some young, some entering middle age, who, though not actively participating in our celebrations, have nevertheless found it to be true that once a Boy Scout, always a Boy Scout. The ideals of scouting are not simply ideals for boys, they are ideals for men, for the ideal of service to others can never be outgrown. And today I am especially happy to renew my invitation for the Boy Scouts to hold a jamboree here in the nation's capital in the early summer. We were all of us greatly disappointed because the jamboree to which I had invited the Boy Scouts in 1935 had to be canceled. But now we're going ahead with plans which I am confident will result in a demonstration on the part of boyhood, the like of which has never been seen before in this country. I am glad that this is going to be an encampment, because it is fitting that a movement such as ours should hold its first great national demonstration in the out-of-doors. Yes, we are planning to have a city of tents rise here in the capital, actually within the shadow of the Washington Monument. On a site only a short distance from the room from which I am speaking to you today, 25,000 boys will live together under canvas from June 30th to July 9th. It stirs my imagination, and I am sure that it gives all of you a genuine thrill. Our country was developed by pioneers who camped along the trails which they blazed all the way from the Atlantic Ocean to the slopes of the Pacific. To the American people for generations, camping was a way of living. It is in our very blood. I believe that this jamboree is going to be a great success because I believe in the effectiveness of trained boyhood. And incidentally, I am gratified to know that there was a greater increase in Boy Scout membership in 1936 than in any previous year. And as showing that true scouts always rise to every emergency, I am glad to say that I have received gratifying reports of the practical aid that they are extending in cooperating with flood relief workers in the Ohio Valley and the Mississippi Valley. Our jamboree, besides being an event long to be remembered by the boys who participate, will afford a practical demonstration of the principle of self-reliance which scout work is developing in all of you. There will be gathered together a thoroughly representative group mobilized from all parts of the country. Other countries will send delegates to meet with us. Scouting is now organized in almost every civilized nation in the world. The camp here in Washington will afford an opportunity for all of us to extend our horizon and enlarge our friendship on the basis of the ideals expressed in the Scout Oath and Law. I extend to you all my greetings and my good wishes for the year ahead. And now our Chief Scout Executive, Dr. James E. West, will lead you in rededicating yourselves to the Scout Oath.
Scouts and Scouters, and those who might be classified as members of the alumni of this organization, numbering some 7 million. Wherever you may be, I ask you to stand and join with us here in the Cabinet Room of the White House in rededicating ourselves to the ideals of scouting. This coming year is to be one of great responsibility for those of us who are active, and we are confident with the cooperation that has been already extended by the officials here in Washington. We're going to have an event that will be outstanding in the history of scouting. Scout sign, On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to help other people, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight.
The National Anthem. Star-Spangled Banner, we bring to a close this special program commemorating the 27th anniversary of the Boy Scouts of America. You've heard the President of the United States speaking from the Cabinet Room in the White House, and he was introduced by Mr. Walter W. Head, President of the Boy Scouts of America. A guard of honor composed of Eagle Scouts, highest rank in the organization, stood behind the President throughout this broadcast. The President was followed to the microphone by Dr. James E. West, Chief Scout Executive, who led the recitation of the Scout Oath, with Boy Scouts meeting in all sections of the country, hearing the broadcast and repeating the oath after Dr. West. The President is Honorary President of the Boy Scouts of America and called attention during the course of his message to the National Scout Jamboree to be held in Washington from June 30th to July 9th. More than 25,000 Boy Scouts from all states and from many foreign countries will attend the Jamboree at that time. This special broadcast has come to you from the Cabinet Room in the White House in Washington through the National Broadcasting Company.
The Grand March, Hail America. National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City.